What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you. Pensacola, Florida. Redneck Riviera, USOA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
That doesn't get old.
If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or maybe thou hast gone done and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuckaroony Tony out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. You know, still some stuff to talk about.
Yay.
Trump's still president.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Oh, he's losing it. Yeah. Festivus.
Right.
All the time.
Oh, yes.
No, nothing but Festivus.
Great.
And we'll start to talk about that. We'll put on our body condoms.
Oh, yes.
And go into his Twitter stream.
What's a condom, says Florida, Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Mississippi.
And what Jesus wanted.
Oh, yes.
Jesus wanted you to ride bareback.
You know Jesus was black, right, guys? You know that, right?
Join us on social media during the show. You can tweet us at crabdiving, CRABDIVING. And that's about it.
Scroll Guard is disposable and washable, so you can stay clean every time.
Scroll Guard.
Washable. Washable.
Yeah, what a voice on that guy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Scroll Guard is. Scroll Guard is.
What a great use of talent, by the way. God. A washable Scroll Guard. But it's latex, right? Latex.
I'm betting that was a non-union gig.
Yeah. But it's latex. How are you supposed to wash that?
Well, you don't.
Scroll Guard is reusable and washable.
You just never take it off.
Oh, I see. That's nice.
So it rots off of you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what's going on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and it won't rot off of you. There's no way that Scroll Guard is going to biodegrade. It will never biodegrade. It'll be in the... in a landfill.
And you'll be protected for life.
It will last on after your body.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlines, everybody. We like to be fair and balanced. So
sure.
We covered the HuffPo and the Drudge Report.
Right.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
It's called Florida. Dateline, November 4th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, wee.
It's guerrilla fighting. Yeah, you are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism and, you know, if that's what you start doing in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Good idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you studied military history.
Sacrilege on my part. I would like to apologize to everyone listening. I laughed over that guy's line. You got to play that. I fucked that up. I fucked it up.
You studied military history. Oh, yeah, you've studied military history.
If your job is, you're Louis Gohmert's little suck assistant, like your job is to make Louis Gohmert feel like the prettiest debutante at the motherfucking prom.
Well, but he's like a radio guy or something.
Oh, so God.
He's sucking up to his guest.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You've studied military.
How the fuck does he know? But how would he know if Louis Gohmert studied his... Oh, my God, dude.
Apparently, he's a Gohmert file.
Yay. Yay.
Over at the commie, Pinko Liberal.
Hey,
HuffPo.
Oh, wee wee.
All stuffed up. It's allergy season.
Yes.
Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Trump guns engine on Paris climate exit.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. We got to get out of that. It's very unfair.
Right.
Only every other country on the fucking planet. Every other country on the planet has signed the Paris Climate Accord.
God,
And Trump's like, I'm out because the guy that signed it has black hands.
You know, if I'm another country, this is how I look at the U.S. The U.S. is a big, scary baby full of just enough right-wing nut jobs that love their guns oh so much and are xenophobic and racist that the world's superpower, supposedly, can be overtaken by some halfwit, some racist, rapist, fucknut game show host, and there's nothing we can really do about it. There's nothing.
Well,
I would be terrified
idiot.
Of yeah. us.
A useful idiot to yeah. Russian oligarchs and Republican money whores.
But if I'm Germany, if I'm France, if I'm other countries in NATO, I'm looking at the U.S. differently. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, you have to get your system under control because there's no good reason any fucking, if you want to call us a democracy, should have to put up with somebody like Donald Trump ever. It's ridiculous.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Yes.
The Trump administration on Monday began the formal process of withdrawing the United States from the Paris Agreement, the historic global deal to cut climate-changing emissions.
Yay!
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, what a great guy he is. He's really turning out to be one of our better secretaries of state, huh?
Ah, he's like he's a torture fetishist. He's into Jeebus, right?
You're creepy into Jesus, like end times bullshit.
What are his other positive qualities?
Evangelical.
Oh, yes.
He announced the move in a post to Twitter, said, quote, the U.S. is proud of our record as a world leader in reducing all emissions, yes. fostering resilience, growing our economy, and ensuring energy for our citizens.
Right.
U.S. carbon emissions rose sharply in 2018.
Perfect.
A sharply. Spike that the administration has largely ignored. But the EPA chief, Andrew Wheeler, says, oh, well, this is an uptick in manufacturing because of all these jobs that President Trump has created.
Okay. Okay. For any deplorable dick fucks that might be listening who are operating on just the barest minimum of fucking brain cells, when they say it's increased sharply, right?
Yes.
What do you mean by sharply? Explain that to the dumb fucks. For the dumbasses.
Bigly, a lot.
But sharply meaning...
Dramatically?
Dramatically. It meaning that during Trump's presidency, like Obama has nothing to do with this. I know Obama's right. black, but he has nothing to do with this, right?
Right. Because Trump wanted to get rid of all those pesky
right.
regulations.
Okay, now if any of you dickhead deplorables, are you clear on that? Are you fucking clear, you fuck faces?
Meanwhile, nearly every Democrat in the field has released sweeping climate proposals.
Yay.
Many of them based.
My God. Listen, intern. Jesus, you're jumping on everything. Calm down over there.
She's trying to parkour, and she that just dog. Failed.
That
you okay?
dog is a super dog. That's
you
a
okay?
super dog.
No, obviously not. She just fucked
no,
up.
No, yeah, yeah.
You okay? You're too big.
Right.
You're too long.
My mom repaired some more of her victims.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? Did you see
really
that old bulldog?
Like Tommy it's next horrible. Door to the Toy Story. Or not Tommy. Tommy was the good kid. Whatever that nasty little kid
yeah.
next door's name was.
Right. Go buy a Toy Story on Amazon and use our portal if you want, if you feel like it. If not, I don't fucking care. Is that okay, Jeff Bezos?
Slash Amazon.
Yes.
The Paris Agreement aims to keep the planet's average temperature from rising more than 2 degrees
yes.
above pre-industrial levels, though it encourages countries to pursue a more ambitious target of 1.5 degrees Celsius. Right. A United Nations report last year found that even warming of 1.5
right.
Or 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit is likely to destroy $54 trillion worth of property and kill millions.
You know,
that's even if we like intervene now and keep it to 1.5.
I think people are like, I know that we're all in love with this impeachment process, and it's such a great process for getting rid of a tyrant. But really, we should keep figures like you just recited, that you just read, in mind when we're squirting over this wonderful system we have of government that's working so fucking well. I mean, that's staggering what you just said.
Yes.
And our country is ignoring it.
Because of greed.
Because Donald Trump's in office. Alone. Because Donald Trump's in office.
Yeah, you know, I don't think we would have backed out of Paris, even from any other Republican, but we would definitely, they would definitely be trying to get rid of environmental protections. That's not uniquely Trumpian.
I mean, it's like, surely I'm just saying, the history books are going to, there will be no history books because we're all going to be fucking dead from climate change.
Whatever the roaches, right?
Yeah, the roaches are going to look back. I mean, we're an odd people. We're like, listen, in the 1700s, a bunch of slave-owning white people wrote a document. And we, no matter what happens in the year 2020, 2019, we adhere to that document no matter what. No matter what's going on, we just agree to what these slave-owning fuckfaces did back in the 1700s.
Tweet us during the show, like I said, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Right.
Thank you all. I guess there's some transcripts coming out.
Oh yeah.
Ambassador Yovanovitch was shocked to read the White House's record of the July 25th, 2019 call between Trump and Zelensky and felt threatened by the president's statement. She's going to go through some things.
What are we in?
That's what Trump told the president of Ukraine, because he was saying we're having problems. But the only problem was that she wasn't on board with Rudy.
You're talking about the ambassador.
Yeah. Yovanovitch.
I mean, do you realize like the people involved in this Ukraine thing are insane? Like that, like Parmas and that other fucktwint who, they were involved in some whacked out scheme with some stock brokerage firm or something, where they're
all shady,
laundering money, and then someone was going to testify against them, and all of a sudden, dead rats showed up in packages for them, for the people sent to the people testifying against them. These are fucking gangsters, and they're
maybe
not.
Maybe it was just going to some snake owner. Oh, it was accidentally rerouted to them.
And they're not too. I mean, this isn't 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon with these Russian guys and Donald Trump, and definitely not Rudy Giuliani. I mean, they're right there.
Yeah,
they're right.
He's their lawyer. I don't know what's going on.
And who's paying Rudy? Who's paying that motherfucker?
Right. Well, they were. They paid him $500,000, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Something like that?
Yeah.
The committees have released the testimony of Yovanovitch and McKinley as part of the new public phase of the impeachment.
That's what I meant. Are we in the inquiry? Or are we actually in hearings right now?
We're still in the inquiry.
Oh, okay. We're trying to decide whether or not.
They're kind of hearings.
Okay.
There will be hearings soon.
Boy.
The public part coming up. And the Republicans are all pissy-faced because they're getting rid of, or they're changing that 5-minute rule bullshit.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of it.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be 5 minutes of listening to Jim Jordan grandstand, rent his garments and self-immolate over Hillary Clinton, Obama, and QAnon.
That actually seems helpful to our country, doesn't it? it'll give, you know, the sane side a chance to explain the bullshit that is going on, and maybe it will bother people, or maybe it won't. I don't know.
That's the headline over to the HuffPo.
Ooh, yes.
Trump, we need to get out of that evil Paris Agreement.
Oh, yeah,
because it's very unfair.
And by the way, fuck California. I just want to say, fuck California. You guys don't need any more money for your fires out there. Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah.
God. It's insane how...
Should have voted for me.
How much the deplorables hate a state that subsidizes the shittiest states... Right. Of which they fucking live, right?
And you can't tell them.
Oh, no.
California has been running surpluses. No, it is. It's a hellhole. It's a whole hellscape. Oh. Nothing but illegals that you guys got to pay for and people shitting on the streets and stuff. I've heard. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Yay.
It says three headlines. Divided States 2020. There must be a poll.
Oh, yes.
It says 1 year out, a divided nation lurches towards the 2020 elections. This is
yes.
The Associated Press.
No, wee wee.
It's about campaign interest, frustration, and anxiety are rising.
Yes. That all sounds positive, doesn't it? Right. Anxiety. What is it? Campaign interest,
frustration, and anxiety
about our presidential campaign.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I understand that because I watched a little MSNBC this morning, and who's that fucking guy with the numbers every 5 seconds?
Steve Kornacki.
Steve, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want your little fucking feelings to be hurt.
Oh, I like Steve.
Well, they're not doing any favors for this country. Here's how campaign coverage works in our country. They find small little negligible mathematical differences between people running in the Democratic primary, compare them to how Trump is faring in battleground states, and exploit these little tiny little mathematical figures, these tiny little differences, and get people to watch and make people obsess about who they're going to vote. It's insanity. They're not even talking about any of the issues that the candidates are running on. They'll say, well, here, Elizabeth Warren explained how she's paying for her campaign. Look at how it affected her favorability rating. Well, what news is that? I mean, you know what I mean? It's bullshit.
Well, I don't know. She's really electable. What does that mean?
I mean, Steve Kornacki, you're turning it into a fucking horse race where people are obsessing
over... That's what he does.
But there's no news value there. They're obsessing over tiny little differences in the numbers for an election that's in 2020, and that's what we all concentrate on. I mean, it's garbage. It's hardly news. It's math news.
Joe Biden in the second headline. Joe Biden leads in two new polls of likely Nevada caucus goers,
great.
Even though he has fallen behind in surveys of Democrats in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Yes. Oh, God. Just vote blue, you fuck faces. My God.
Nevada, he's got 29% of likely caucus goers. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren tied for second at 19%.
Yes.
In another Nevada poll,
Nevada.
He was at 30, Warren at 22, Sanders at 19.
Yes.
In both surveys, none of the other candidates polled in double digits.
Okay, well.
Those three with, I guess, Buttigieg in the high single digits.
Buttigieg.
So there you go.
Great. Congratulations, everybody. So here's the news. All the Democrats are running about the same. And that's all, but, you know, just vote blue for fuck's sake. Man.
Right. No matter who the candidate. I already saw some people out there who were like, you know, hey, Democrats, we don't owe you our vote. Us liberals don't owe you our vote.
Oh, God.
Here we go again.
You know, what this country owes is it's unfathomable. Really, it is. I mean, first of all, we owe a huge apology to the black community, don't you think? Nobody believed anything you're saying about cops until everybody had little cameras you're carrying around. Oh, now all of a sudden you see.
Well, and there are people who still don't believe.
Oh, yeah.
Watch that. They still don't. He just shouldn't have resisted.
He shouldn't have been.
I mean,
he shouldn't have been all black and shit.
I drive past that fucking Chick-fil-A all the time on my mom, on my way to my mother's in Gulf Breeze. Anytime it's open, there's a line in the motherfucking drive-thru.
Because it's tasty hate food.
Yeah, and you know what? Shame on everyone, because you can't do without your fucking Chick-fil-A. Giving money to an organization that sends money to organizations that openly fight the rights of your gay brothers and sisters because you like that chicken. Oh, fuck you.
And not, apparently the largest brain trust, this will shock you, but recently there was a story that Chick-fil-A, I saw it, part of my job is sniffing around the advertising industry.
Ooh.
And Chick-fil-A was being soundly mocked because they fucked up.
Yes.
And on Twitter, over the past couple of weeks, they were announcing National Sandwich Day. And just wait till you see, you know, we're all excited for this promo we're coming up with and stuff like that. And then they realized that National Sandwich Day was on a Sunday.
Well, listen.
And oopsie, for those that don't know, Chick-fil-A is owned by conservative Christians.
Oh,
and
yes.
They're all closed on Sundays because of Jesus.
I love how they squirt over honoring the Lord's Day, the Sabbath, which, I don't know, it's in some book. It's the seventh day, Jesus fucking Christ.
Don't Ben Carson's peeps say that everyone else is fucked up? It's actually Saturday.
I don't know.
And the Jews say Saturday too, don't they?
So I don't know. I mean, they're concerned about some bullshit in the Bible. They're more concerned about that than human rights of LGBTQ folks. Isn't that interesting? More concerned about some fucking day of the week than actual human beings. Fuck them.
The third headline over at the Drudge Report says, Hillary beats him in Fox poll. He's going to hate this. A Fox News poll released yesterday did not have great news for President Trump. His approval rating was 42% with 57% of registered voters disapproving of his job performance. And, oh my God, 46% strongly disapproving.
Oh, shit. Strongly.
But it's been that way for the whole time. Not only do people just plain old disapprove of him, they fucking loathe him.
Because he's like he's a cultist, or people that support him are cult members, right? Like the Donald Trump MAGA people, that's kind of like a cult thing.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a little base that just loves his ass no matter what he does.
And shame on Rupert Murdoch and the fucking Fox News evil propaganda empire.
Right.
I saw a story not too long ago that about, you know, he how he did the same thing in England and did the same thing in Australia.
No,
and
shit.
In fact, in England, although sometimes they say he does just go with the local sentiments, because I guess there's the Sun, and then there's the Sun Scotland, the Sun Edinburgh.
Scotland.
And the Sun was decidedly pro-Brexit.
Yes.
But in Scotland, they don't want a Brexit. They've said, if you Brexit, we're Brexit. We're Brexiting. We're out of Britain.
You can
we're done.
Right
we want our own place. Fuck you all.
It's the only.
We're going back to the European Union.
But the only people that want a Brexit, it's Bojo, right?
Well, right.
And Bojo and his bozos.
And the MAGA equivalents of Britain.
Right. Oh, my God.
The right-wing morons who were swayed by xenophobia.
Oh, God. Dear UK, I'm so sorry if you have MAGA fucks in your country.
And
boy.
Lied to. I mean, they know. It came out that their numbers that they had thrown in front of everybody were just lies. Just lies. We're going to save £700 million a day. And they're like, after they won the election, they're like, wait a minute, your numbers don't add up. Oh, well, sorry.
You know, I mean, and so we have the same thing in this country. They lie here. The Republicans lie here. Trump lies. He lied about the employment numbers last week. Blatantly, right? They were 1-something thousand, and he said there were 300-something thousand.
120-something.
Yeah.
The trip was like three-headed. The actual adjustment that I just made up in my head, I just adjusted it in my head. I'm saying it's 300-something thousand.
You got to wonder on CNN and MSNBC, Fox, who cares, whatever they do. But like these news organizations that have,
OAN.
Oh, yes. Oh, that have Republicans on. I mean, aren't they doing a disservice to their viewers by not saying, oh, yes, and this party lies all the fucking time about every fucking thing. And they put them on like they're legitimate.
Well, the real news shows, the Republicans that they have on sometimes get the tough questions, but they don't always go on.
Yeah.
And then they squeal, you're not being fair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I don't know. CNN, I mean, you can't watch these shows because if you're treating the Republicans like they're human beings, it's fucking nuts. Because they're just lying. It's un-American.
Over at The Week, one of the, that was a story about the Clinton poll.
Yes.
That, his approval, that Hillary Clinton is for laughs, is up 43% to 41%. She's not even running.
Wow. She's not even running.
A year before this election, in the latest poll, he is behind all of the top tier Democrats. Joe Biden beats him 51-39. Warren beats him 46-41. Sanders 49-41.
No shit.
And then Trump is even losing to Hillary Clinton, who's not running.
She's not running. But it doesn't matter, right? Because it just matters about the battleground states. Yeah.
Well, and the Electoral College shenaniganry.
Yeah.
But one of the other side stories here, I don't approve of this at all. And this
crab diving side story.
It's one of my favorite shows.
Oh, but shit.
Don't bring it back. Let it go. Kelsey Grammer says a Frasier reboot might be in the cards still.
Of course. Because, Kelsey, I'm sure... I don't know.
He's done well. He's gotten gigs. I mean, he's had three or four expensive divorces.
And
but
we think he's not going to have another one. Isn't he married to somebody like in her 20s or something?
There may have been an age difference there. Yeah.
I mean, this guy's a pro. He's got another divorce in him.
Yeah, but Camille, they didn't have a.
Was an
a
amicable?
Prenup, right?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
That was Beverly Hills. Housewives, yes. Remember that was one of the first
Camille.
One of the early Real Housewives was Camille. Camille Grammer was one of them.
I just don't want to have a stripper shoot at me.
And that was part of that one season. Was you could obviously see that it was like, Daddy's going to be gone for a couple of months.
Kelsey Grammer.
Goodbye, kids. He didn't give a shit about those kids.
Kelsey Grammer.
All right, kids. Bye.
You know, it's funny. The guy made his fucking money. Playing a psychologist or psychiatrist or therapist, whatever, who focuses on relationships.
Oh, he's a mess.
Yeah. He's a monster.
He's a mess.
You know he's a fucking monster to be with.
So there you go. Kelsey warning us that they may be putting the defibrillation paddles to Frasier.
Ooh,
and bringing
yes.
it back. Although John Mahoney is no longer with us. I don't know.
Right.
What they'll do, and Eddie the dog is no longer with us.
Well, I think Shelby. I think you should send in an 8x10 glossy net.
Great,
she would be great, dude.
She'd be fucking great. Do anything.
What do you mean? She didn't do anything.
Extensive training.
Yes.
Extensive
training. Like, hey, try that line again. I don't believe it.
God, do you remember that book that we talked about? I think it was last week that is allegedly coming out from the anonymous rat in the White House wrote that famous New York Times op-ed that was like, I'm an anti-Trump person embedded deep in the administration.
Indeed.
And things are bad shit here.
Oh, yes. Isn't it Kellyanne, though? Didn't we figure that out?
And that's one of our possible choices. It could be Melania.
Melanoma.
I am Leek.
I am Leek.
I am Carter Leek.
I know who it is. It's Marlon Bundo.
Trump's... And let's put air quotes around
Justice, the Justice Department,
yes,
is now seeking info on the anonymous author of the soon-to-be-published insider book.
Because they think that person's the whistleblower, right?
Different whistleblower, but yes. Not the Ukraine whistleblower. Right. That's a different person. Blower. This is the one who wrote the New York Times op-ed.
Right.
The Justice Department, yes, is demanding identifying details about the senior Trump administration official who has written an anonymous book, warning in a letter to the publisher on Monday that the author may be subject to non-disclosure agreements.
Oh, shit.
Because the administration famously, which I don't believe, I don't think like previous administrations did this. You had to sign like an ironclad NDA.
Oh, yeah.
To work for Trump.
But like,
which is bullshit.
Yeah, right. Because to me, it seems like what you do in that office is on our behalf, right? We pay those people. So why?
Exactly. Technically, we're the bosses.
So should we be making them sign the NDA? I mean, because it doesn't work for.
Well, there shouldn't be any NDAs.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they need to sign DAs.
Yeah. Disclosure.
Yes.
You have to agree.
We want to know what's going on.
that laugh I did, that's not me laughing. You know who that's Mike Pence laughing or Donald Trump laughing.
The letter is signed by Assistant Attorney General Joseph Hunt.
Yes.
I wonder if he has a brother, Mike. Mm-hmm, asked for details.
Yes.
Or copies of the author's non-disclosure agreements or the dates of the author's service in the agencies where the author was employed so that we may determine the terms of the author's non-disclosure agreements.
Shit.
And ensure they've been followed. So basically they're saying, we want to know who this... They're trying to bully the publisher.
Absolutely.
Into disclosing information, at least, that'll let them figure out who this
person is. I mean, that's evil, right?
Sure, of course.
You can't...
It's all Banana Republic shit.
Yeah. I mean, I heard somebody make a great point today on MSNBC. You know, a president always has leverage. You know, like, you're the president of America. I mean, we have leverage. And a lot of times you use that leverage for political reasons. Like, for good reasons. Like, to get a clinic built in some country in Africa that's having some sort of outbreak. You know what I mean? Or leverage to get people to sign, like, a non-proliferation agreement. But to get people to, you know, dig up dirt that doesn't exist on Joe Biden, that's fucked up, right? That there's a clear difference there, because I see people trying to equate the two, right?
Well, the Republicans are giving up now on saying there was no quid pro quo, because everybody that's testifying is saying, oh, there was a fuck ton of quid pro quo. So now they're giving up on that, and they're saying, yes, well, yeah, you know, but so what? It's not illegal.
It is illegal.
Doesn't matter if it's illegal.
Right.
So that's where they start squealing about the definition of high crime. It says so right in the Constitution. High crimes and misdemeanors. Tell me the crime. Tell me the misdemeanor. State the statute
but
the president broke. Well, there actually may be some campaign finance stuff, because yeah, if he's trying to, if it could be shown that the nasty information about Biden is of value to his campaign, then he is asking for something of value. And that, even take out the extortion part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The no missiles for you unless you play ball. No.
And the cover up is illegal. That's,
well, you know, it's, yeah. So it's like
obstruction, isn't it? And how is it not abuse of power?
Well, the whole thing is obstruction.
I mean how?
Right.
So it has to be illegal. It is illegal what he did.
Well, abuse of power is not a crime.
In
the statutes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the high crimes and misdemeanors that the founders were pretty intent on.
Oh, shit. I was always confused, because I thought the first Ukraine thing where he was like, what was the first Ukraine thing he did? He wanted them to dig up dirt, but he was just campaigning. He wasn't an elected official. But now he's actually president. So when he leans on a foreign power to get help on an election, when he's seeking something of value, I thought that was illegal. I mean, you know, I'm not a lawyer.
Well, yeah, it's a campaign finance.
Yeah.
but it doesn't have to be. I mean, even if it wasn't.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, even if it wasn't
illegal, it's abuse of power.
But it's not like.
Which Nixon, it was part of the articles of impeachment that they didn't finish because Nixon was like, I'm not a crook and flew the hell out of here, abuse of power.
Yeah.
Which is not a crime.
Right.
But it can be a high crime or misdemeanor as determined by Congress, worthy of being impeached.
Was Nixon, how many people removed was Nixon from Russian organized crime?
I don't know.
Because this is insane, man. If you step back and look at what's going on, this Rudy Giuliani traveling the globe to do fucking what? I'm not sure on Trump's behalf.
And Barr.
What?
And Barr.
Oh, yeah.
The current attorney general waddling around the world trying to get other countries to hand over poop on the president's political opponent.
I just don't. I guess my point is I just don't know how bad it has to get for Republicans to be like, oh, gosh, we can't stomach this anymore. What the fuck?
Thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
This is the CBS local in New York.
Oh, yes.
It says, New York PD vehicle covered in cracked eggs, garbage in latest case of police disrespect in New York City.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Well, yeah, you know,
I can't fucking breathe.
It's,
fuck
it's
you.
It's a little hard to feel sorry for these people. Because,
oh, it's impossible, dude.
Respect needs to be mutual.
Yeah, and
there is zero coming from the police side of the citizens.
I mean,
they're entreated to protect.
Yeah, Eric Garner got choked to death by a bunch of cops. And there's film. You can see it. On video, you can see it happening. But yet, the union guy for the cops in New York came to the cops' defense, right?
Well, he is a cartoon character.
Yeah.
That police union head in New York is really somebody out of, like, central casting. Like,
right.
The police union president in Gotham. In Gotham City.
Oh,
I mean, he's
really,
he's a lunatic and a scumbag.
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck that your cruisers are getting covered with eggs and trash. Pardon me while I could.
Stop being fucking assholes.
Yeah, stop killing people.
Stop taking people's rights away. Stop beating people. Stop being dicks.
Yes.
You're not the Gestapo wandering the streets. These
no.
big fat fuck cops who are
nasty to
people from the outset.
Yeah, and you're supposed to serve and protect us, you motherfuckers.
Big deal, I was speeding.
Yeah, so fucking what?
Some of these cops roll up like they're bringing down a crime lord.
Oh my God, I got pulled over in Los Angeles because my air freshener was too fucking big.
Oh, you did?
The air freshener hanging from our rear view that I just bought at AutoZone.
I remember that.
I mean, first of all, why is the air freshener industry making air fresheners that are legal to hang from your rear view? Where am I supposed to put it, you fucking bitches? And why, when I get pulled over, do I need to look over and see a cop with his hand on his gun on the passenger side window, and yet there's another cop right next to me on the driver's side window with his hand on his fucking gun?
Right.
And I'm white! I mean, imagine if I'm black and they pull me over with a...
Yeah. I thought you meant...
No, I meant...
I was wearing my white armor.
I tell that story in stand-up sometime. This African-American comedian got up after me and was like, Jesus Christ, you know the cops are bad if white people are complaining.
You're right. So there you go. NYPD.
Fucking pigs. Fuck you.
Well, let's look at the comments just for laughs. This is at the New York local CBS station, so
yay.
I don't know how they roll here in the comments.
Oh, yes.
Well, here we go. I don't understand why the police union doesn't call a 60-day strike. Let these animals kill, rob, rape, and pillage each other. See how they feel when the cops don't come.
Please do that, because we found out when the NYPD stopped working for a few days, crime went down, right?
Right.
Please stop.
Next one, Planet Clownfish Brain.
Oh, okay.
Says, police enforce a lot of bad laws. They serve the elites and are awarded some extra privileges above the plebes. They are oppressors, and non-whites despise them. Now that more whites are waking up, things are going to get worse for these thugs. Whites are the only ones who had their backs, and we are almost the minority. Oh.
No.
Wait, was that some cop bitching that no one likes him?
No, sort of on the right side.
Yeah. Again, if you don't want to be hated and loathed, don't do shitty things. Like, if you're a cop in Pensacola, don't rape kids. Maybe
asshole. That's what you get when your mayor hates the cops. Which is ridiculous.
Mayor, who's the mayor? De Blasio hates the cops?
Well, he fired a cop who killed somebody. So, he hates cops. He doesn't stand by the police.
Imagine you work at, I was going to say Blockbuster Video. I don't know why I said that, because there's no Blockbusters. But imagine you worked at, like, McDonald's, right? And at the end of your shift, you took a cut. You took a customer and you drowned them in the grease vat where you make fries. Now, and you don't get fired right away. There's actually a process you have to go through to get fired. That's like being a cop. That's like being a cop. You can go to work, you can shoot somebody to death, and your union sticks up for you.
This guy says, no need for a strike. Just go into work, put your uniform on, then do as little as you can whenever you can.
Please.
Respond slowly and carefully to jobs and cut way back on summons issues. We did that. Oh, we did exactly that 30 years ago, and the city caved in 2 days. So this bullshit. Asshole. Allegedly.
Bullshit. Yeah. We got too many cops. I don't give a fuck. Drive around Florida. They're all over the fucking place. They're lurking in the shadows right next to where... You have some stop sign. Somebody makes a rolling stop. That's it. Oh, this cop. They turn on their lights. Oh, shit. We're going to search your car. I'm going to put some crack in your glove compartment if you like.
Democrat politicians encourage this hatred of police.
You know what encourages hatred of cops?
Cops?
Yes. Like what they did to Freddie Gray. Do you remember that?
Shot him in the back as he was running away. No, Freddie Gray was the back of the car.
Yep.
The Rough Ride.
Yes. And then there's Sandra Bland. You know. Tymar Crawford.
So that's kind of most of these. Liberalism is a cancer.
Oh.
Look at Cuba, Venezuela, Argentina, China. Is that how you want to live?
China.
Well, that's not liberal. That's authoritarianism. Yeah.
We have an authoritarian right now. You fucking bootlicker.
This one's good. Cops are trash.
Yeah. I mean, really, I try. Why do you want to be a cop? Why do you want to? Here's what I want to do. I want to hang out. I want to hide in the bushes and watch my fellow citizens roll stop signs. And then I'm going to pull them over and I'm going to give them a ticket that's really fucking expensive. And then I'm going to get a look in their car. I'm going to see what else I can ding him with. That's how I like to fish. It's a fishing expedition. Why would you want to do that to your own people?
Oh, my. It's always jigs. Oof.
Oh, okay. I see.
A lot of racists in New York.
Fuck these racists.
A lot of cop lickers.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
So there you go. New York City police car got hit with eggs and somebody poured trash on it.
Right.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
They don't respect police. Gosh, I wonder why.
Oh, geez. I don't know.
This Conway bullshit.
Kellyanne Conway?
Kanye.
Oh, Kanye.
Kanye West.
Yeah. Did he say today he was the best artist ever on the fucking planet?
Well, he said that before. He now matched Eminem for the most consecutive number one debuts on the chart. Jesus is King debuted at number one. The ninth consecutive debut at number one, matching Eminem's still active streak for the longest in the chart's history.
Yay. Jesus is King. Oh, God. Jesus, Kanye.
I've heard some little bits of it. It's, you know,
I don't know. Fuck.
It's not. I don't think it's his best work. And not just because of the ridiculous pandering theme.
Yes. And you know what? I don't want to support artists that prop up a fascist, that legitimize a fascist.
Right.
That outwardly support a fucking fascist. Three Doors Down, Kanye. Fuck you.
Well, I would, if I were three doors down and they offered me $75 million to play, I would do the same thing.
Oh, you think that's what it was?
Where did all that money go?
I don't know.
$100 million.
Oh my God. God, I would like to think if you were three doors down, you would look at that money. They couldn't have offered them that much and think, geez, this is going to ruin us
that's
forever.
When the separate investigations going on. What happened to that campaign?
Well, nobody's ever going
to
know.
Inauguration money.
I'm beginning to think, I mean, I'm listening to all the news about like, oh, Trump's finally going to have to turn over his taxes. Oh, is he? How is that going to work? Where are you going to get them from? You're going to send him a letter that says, hi, Trump, send us our taxes. He's going to say, fuck you. You know?
Let's see. We got a couple of quick clips here. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving.
Bloody allergies. Here is, you know, Faithless Friday. We usually play a lot of Faithless Friday-y
yes.
kind of shit.
Sky God bullshit.
But when we run across certain people, we'd like to
right.
make sure we highlight their amazing talents.
Yeah, and
like Dave Dobenmeyer.
Right, and when you find something on a Monday that would be good for Faithless Friday, some of this shit, I don't even know how you'd sit on all week. Because it'll make me nuts.
Yeah, these assholes are pretty prolific too. So,
yes. Coach Dave,
you know, and Coach Dave, we can count on. We can play his clip on Monday because he'll say something tomorrow. Oh.
I mean, let's just so everybody understands. Coach Dave is a guy from
Ohio.
Satan, right? He's from Ohio, and he's anti-Semitic.
Christian.
Yeah, but he says a lot of anti-Semitic.
Oh,
bullshit,
yeah, sure.
Right. He's anti-woman, clearly. He's anti-choice, you know.
He's homophobic. He said so in his last clip.
Right. Thank you, Dave. And is he racist? He's got it. He's racist, for sure.
I'm sure he's said, he said, I'm not racist, but.
But I am.
Yeah. He has said that he's an MRA guy, too. He said that the cuckization of America.
Did he actually use that
the
word?
Wimpification.
He used cuckization?
I think he said pussification.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dave.
Here's Coach Dave.
Hey, fuck you.
Wait, this is a different scary story.
Oh, there. Yes.
Here's Coach Dave talking about what does this have to do with it? Here's the setup. This is over at Right Wing Watch. Several years ago, right wing pastor Bill Dunphy,
yes,
of the New Beginnings Ministries in Warsaw, Ohio,
fuck you,
members of his congregation began holding regular protests outside a local strip club. They're protesting the titty bar. Come on.
And that, hey, listen, that's somebody's
job. They're horrible
job.
Exploitative places, but
man, I mean, people make money there, people work there, people support families at the fucking titty bar.
After years of being targeted by these protests, the club's owner, employees, and dancers began counter protesting at Dunphy's church.
Ooh, I love it.
On Sunday mornings, eventually doing so topless.
Good.
In response, Dunphy filed lawsuit to end these protests against his church. Of course.
What are they? They're doing the same thing you're doing,
they
dickhead.
They can protest outside the titty bar, but the titty bar can't protest outside his ridiculous church.
Right. Oh, yes. Well, these snowflakes, they can dish it out, right?
So, justice in our system, you know, works like a glacier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been working its way through the legal system the past few years. Oh, I didn't know this. Dave Dobenmeyer is a member of Dunphy's church.
Ooh. Okay.
He said that he was reporting on the Coach Dave show, Pass the Salt Live.
They have synergy.
He said that he had attended a mediation hearing aimed at attempting to end the legal battle after all this time, but no acceptable resolution could be reached. So the case is headed to court.
Bad.
Here is a little bit of Coach. This is from the big Coach Dave show on the 30th, so last Wednesday, Thursday.
And these people, these Christian assholes that have to protest and they go out to where people are having fun and they yell at them. I mean, my God, what if we were doing that at your fucking church? Like what's happening
here?
Well,
that's the point. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, down at Seville in downtown Pensacola, there's like a nightclub. There's a bunch of bars and venues where people listen to bands and everything. It's nice. You can eat. It's fun. It's a fun place. But there's church groups, sometimes groups of wacko Christians screaming at people going in and out of that place for some fucking reason. I have no idea.
French Quarter, when we were, it was 1 a.m. walking down Bourbon Street, some asshole on a chair a sign says, repent, repent. You know, that kind
probably
of
with amplification, right?
No, he was just yelling at people.
These people downtown have amplification.
See, I don't think that should be legal.
Shit, fuck that. Fuck that. It's harassment.
So here's Coach Dave.
Yes.
Giving some of his opinion about this shit.
Well, you know what Cal Zastro told me he was worried about? He's worried about being a jury of people who've been wounded by church. He said, the boy said, you've got to be as careful as that one. So remember I talked the other day about a jury of our peers? Who are your peers? I'm going to tell you, folks, most people I walk around with are not my peers. They're not my peers. And for them, for them to stand judgment.
Yeah, I just came, Coach. Thanks, Coach.
He means a jury of his peers. He means a jury of people that.
So he's questioning the legal system because he's saying that somebody like him can't get a fair trial. It's got to be a bunch of white, bigoted, racist Christians.
That's right, Pat.
There's up there, then. You know, you deserve this because you tolerate this. Yeah. And so I pray that it's a loaded jury of women who are married.
What? That guy's got, sounds like he's got a better mic setup than Dave does, though.
I pray for a loaded jury of women that are married.
That guy calling in has better production values than Dave.
Dave sucks.
Well, you know what Cal Zastro told me he was worried about? He's worried about being a jury of people who've been wounded by church. He said, the boy said, you've got to be as careful as that one. So remember I talked the other day about a jury of our peers? Who are your peers? I'm going to tell you, folks, most people I walk around with are not my peers. They're not my peers. And for them, to stand in judgment of them when they do not share my values and don't understand things of the spirit, for them to be able to do that, how do we get beyond it? Hey, Roger, how do we get beyond this? How do we get to the point where I'm before a jury of my peers? It's like-minded Christians who are Bible believers and understand the importance of biblical principles and the conduct of a civil society. Why should I, as a Christian man, go stand before a jury of unbelievers?
But I'm sure
God,
he thinks that Christians should absolutely be sitting on juries for unbelievers. Like he, you know, the reverse doesn't work.
Oh, yes.
Like he says Christians can absolutely be fair. I'm sure sitting on a jury, but I can't have a jury that's not all Christians.
You know, man, part of this is that we aren't allowed to talk like adults about what is really going on with religion. It's people that listen and converse with voices in the sky that don't exist. But I'm not allowed to call that mental illness. I'm allowed to call that religion. And so they're allowed that these people that just consult with bullshit in the sky are allowed to have a seat at the table with sane people. I mean, why should I have anybody sitting on a jury of my peers that suffers from this mental illness where they talk back and forth to bullshit in the sky that doesn't exist? Doesn't that seem nutty?
Well,
I mean, goddamn. You gotta tolerate this religious shit like it's a thing. It's a mental illness.
God, I'm sure we played this one. I don't remember this. There's at the bottom they have links to, you know, other Coach Dave highlights.
Yes.
And this one's from 2017.
Right.
I read a lot of stuff. And have you guys noticed this? Have you noticed the
I'm sorry. That's fake news. He does not read a lot of
stuff. He probably reads a lot.
Oh, God. Okay, I didn't mean to stop it that early. Go ahead. Go ahead.
A lot of stuff. And have you guys noticed this? Have you noticed the explosion of deviant sexual proclivities? It used to just be homo and straight. Then it was homo and straight, bi, and homo and straight, and bi, and trans, and homo and straight, and bi, and trans, and gay, and homo and straight. They keep adding initials, right? And I was reading something that this is happening, literally this is happening because our DNA is being changed. And our DNA is being...
Give it up for Bill Nye!
We had to play this a couple years ago, but I don't remember it.
Is this Bill Nye the science guy, or is this Coach Dave the dickbag? Right.
And our DNA is being changed, not only through what we eat, but through the stuff that we're seeing right here. Who knows what was injected into some of these deviant sex people as children?
He's talking about vaccines.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's brilliant. Yes, Dave. Jesus.
People as children. Who knows what was, when they say they were born that way, maybe they were vaccinated that way.
The gay shot? Yeah. Give me that gay shot, baby.
Glitter.
Hey, give me a little bit of that gay shot right here. Put it in my arm.
Woo. Oh, God.
It's, you know, I don't know.
That's that's a throwback, Dave.
You know, I just also want to take issue with the way Dave sort of, you know, said, oh, they keep adding these letters. It's LGBTQ. What is what? I hear people bitch about that, too. And, you know.
You'll be okay.
Yeah. Just whatever letters it is, that's what it is. Because, you know, don't we want to be more inclusive in this universe? And imagine the life of a trans person growing up in, like, this homophobic planet. The least you could do is add a letter to whatever acronym or whatever it's supposed to be, right? Just add a letter and don't fucking bitch about it. Just be happy to be inclusive and add the letter and don't be a cunt. And I know that's tough for a lot of you.
We've also recently, thanks to Right Wing Watch, discovered Brendan Dilley.
And thanks to Jeebus.
MAGA scumbag Brendan Dilley. Violent. Apparently. He always makes it sound like it's the libs that are going to be violent and the patriots are just going to be defending themselves.
What it is that the libs will just tell you what the truth is. And your little stupid ass will get mad and start, you know, throwing ham bones at during Thanksgiving or stuffing or something. You know?
Here you go.
Okay.
If you're hosting, you don't feed this motherfucker if he says one word about the president. Now that sounds probably cruel. And you guys might think I'm actually joking. I'm not.
Not one word. Not one word about the president.
Damn. Motherfucker. So in order for someone, for your brother on this planet to not starve to death, they have to suck Trump dick. In this guy's world, right?
Right.
Okay.
So that's when good. That's when
Jesus
you were talking
Christ.
About.
I mean, that knocked me out on my chair. If you're hosting and this motherfucker says one word about Trump, you don't feed that motherfucker. Okay.
This is before. This is from July.
It doesn't have to be true. It just has to go viral. And I stand by that statement when it comes to our enemies. And I'll make my.
That's how scary that is. Doesn't have to be true.
Yes.
Just has to go viral.
Oh, shit. Yeah. No, he gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is so true. That is President Trump. It doesn't have to be true.
Well, it's never true.
It's not. It's Trump, actually. Yeah. That's a weird statement.
I prefer if it wasn't true.
It's never true. This is never true.
It doesn't have to be true. It just has to go viral. And I stand by that statement when it comes to our enemies. And I'll make my fucking, I'll be okay. I'll make my bed. I'll lay in it. And I'll deal with my creator. And I'll say, hey, I'm sorry about some of that fake news I spread against terrible people. You think that I know whether Megan Rapinoe is actually a Satan worshiper? Of course not. Of course not. I have no idea. There's some stuff that makes you wonder.
Why, she's a lesbian?
Who?
Because she's a lesbian. She's a soccer player.
Who is she? Oh, Megan Rapinoe. Okay. I'm
Rapinoe.
Rapinoe, still. But, okay. So, this is the world we live in. The lunatics on the right, they don't care if something's true. In fact, they're happy even if it's not true, as long as it brings down the other side.
Yes.
Okay. So, all our centrists on the left, or Pete Buttigieg's and all the other people that want to reach across the aisle to work with the other side, you're on LSD, right? You're suffering from some delusion.
You're dealing with people like this.
You're delusional. They hate you. They violently hate you. In fact, they want to beat you, but you want to offer them your hand. Do not offer them a hand, but close it first and pop them in the fucking face.
There's some stuff that makes you wonder. There's some stuff that makes you wonder, okay? Makes you look, oh, she might be a Satan worshiper. Do I know that definitively? Did I throw that out there and get it to go viral? I had another dipshit yesterday tried to fact check me on that one. Why are you taking up for Megan Rapinoe? Why are you defending Megan Rapinoe? Whether she is or isn't a devil worshiper doesn't fucking matter to me. That dirty piece of shit is a horrible representation of the United States of America and our values. And if all I've got to do is link together a couple of fucking things that make her look like a Satanist to take some shine off that bitch's moment, I'll do it every time.
Oh, my God. Oh, you piece of shit. So what he's saying, by take some shine off this bitch's moment, he means that he wants to embolden bad people to do bad things to Megan Rapinoe. And other leftists that say what's true against his little fascist fucking orange fuck Trump man baby fucking daddy fuck. Fuck you, you piece of fucking shit.
A lot of you don't know how to fight. And a lot of you don't have the fucking guts to do what I'm doing because, frankly, you're probably better people than I am.
Okay, we agree on something. We agree on something, you piece of shit. Oh, my God. You know, man, I was watching MSNBC. I was watching MSNBC like a little leftist cuck. And they were showing clips of the Ukraine people standing up to Russia last year, the year before, you know?
Yeah.
And they got shot at. People died in the streets. But yet we had a president that is working in Russia's interest against Ukraine. I mean, how else do you explain like him saying, hey, give me dirt on Joe Biden or I'm not going to give you money to fight Putin? That's Trump saying to those people that rose up against that fucking government, that pro-Russian government, that they made their own shields. Well, fire was being thrown at them. They existed in a ring. They surrounded themselves with fire. And they said they were not giving up the spot. We'll die before we give up the spot. And then the Russians got permission, I guess, from the Ukrainian president at the time to just fucking shoot at him. Our fuck Trump sucks, man. He's a fuck.
Here's that, just for laughs, the Thanksgiving clip again.
Oh my God.
Pretty spectacular.
What is wrong with this guy?
You don't feed this motherfucker if he says one word about the president. Now that sounds probably cruel, and you guys might think I'm actually joking. I'm not. You sit down to break bread. You say, hey, this is a patriotic table. It's a patriotic family, God-fearing. We love this country. We love this president. We love our faith, and we love our guns.
God.
We're inviting you to sit at our table.
Who wants
it? Sounds real.
Jesus fucking.
Sounds so inviting. Wow.
Oh, yes.
God, I hope I get an envelope
this year. It's in the true spirit of white fucking Thanksgiving. Hey, and by the way, Native Americans, here's some blankets covered in smallpox. Right. Rub it all over your fucking face.
To sit at our table. And if you choose to do that, you will respect everything I just said.
God.
We don't have to agree on politics. But what we will agree on is avoiding the topic altogether over Thanksgiving dinner.
That's probably for the best. That's
better. It'd be
that's
real
probably
careful.
For the best. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because this guy is high strung, you know. Hey, listen, if you have a an invitation to Thanksgiving from this Dilly guy, and you don't want to go, find us. Come over to Crab Diving's table. Nobody's getting... Is anybody getting...
Oh, I want to go to Dilly's.
Oh, God, I guess.
Topic altogether over Thanksgiving dinner.
God.
Because if you don't, and you sit down at my table, and you disrespect myself, my family, my God, and my president, I'm going to take that drumstick... And I'm going to shove it up your fucking ass on my front lawn.
All right, dickhead. I'm coming over to Thanksgiving, and I'm coming with the big gay army.
Not only is he sexually violating you with a drumstick, but he's going to drag you out on his lawn into it.
I think somebody, you know, there's these...
right next to the lawn jockey.
Yeah, you know, there's a group of bodybuilders that work out at Bally's. Well, it's not Bally's anymore. Whatever it's called in Chicago and Boys Town.
24-hour fitness.
Yeah, whatever they are. They pick up all the weight in that gym. I've seen these guys work out, and they actually... They've got all these plates on either side of the bench, and they're looking for more weight to pick up because they're picking up all the weight. Hey, Brendan, why don't you invite them to Thanksgiving? What do you invite them, and why don't you share your views of equality? And why don't you try shoving a drumstick up their ass? Why don't you try that, dickhead?
Here's Brenda Dilly sending thoughts and prayers to Bernie Sanders when he had his heart attack.
I'm Bernie Sanders. Oh, my chest. Oh, fuck. You're investigating Ukraine and corruption. I think I need to go to the hospital and maybe possibly drop out of this race. Dilly, it's too soon. You can't make fun of a guy who just got two stents put in his heart last night. Yes, I can. Fuck him. That's how I feel about it.
Yes, I can. Fuck him.
Oh, my God.
A guy who just got two stents put in his heart last night. Yes, I can. Fuck him. That's how I feel about communists. That's fine. That's fine. Sorry, communist. I don't know what to tell you. Perhaps if he had God in his heart and he wasn't a corrupt... anti-American scumbag, I might not poke fun at him, but in the meantime, Dilly, you're sick. He's still in the hospital. I know. Fuck him. I don't have to tell you guys. I'm that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
So is our president.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what to say. I don't know.
Well, there's more. Well, here's another one.
Yeah. I mean, this is. But wait, this is a Trumpalo. Forged from the image of Trump, right? I mean, this guy is Donald Trump.
Here's Brendan Dilly. I think it was this August.
You know what's wild, man? Has he said anything Donald Trump would disagree with?
No, God, no. Here he is when the story came out that Barack and Michelle Obama bought a $15 million estate on Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
Fuck that guy. Fucking guy bought a $15 million. This motherfucker, him and his fucking trainee husband just bought a...
God damn. Wait, him and his fucking trainee husband meeting Michelle Obama as a dick. Yes. Oh, God.
Yep.
This motherfucker, him and his fucking trainee husband just bought a $15 million estate out in the fucking Hamptons. You shitting me? This broke dick loser piece of shit goes into the White
Obama.
Broke dick loser piece of shit.
Good. Goes into the White House with no money. With no fucking money. You know that his fucking brosive boyfriend husband thing, that giant third round pick, you know she was disbarred in Illinois? Bitch was an attorney, can't even practice law. Sealed as to why.
I want to fact check this. Is it true bitch was an attorney and bitch was disbarred in the state of Illinois? Was she?
I don't think that's accurate.
Oh my God. Michelle Obama's mission, while she her agenda as first lady, if I remember correctly, she really wanted to improve the nutrition of school lunches, right? Her mission was nutrition, right?
Yes, that was one of the things. Well,
okay, that was a big deal. So, like, what is negative about that? She wants children to eat better or to have more nutritious meals, to have access to better nutrition. What an evil bitch. What an evil bitch. Gosh.
All that happened was that they both voluntarily inactivated their licenses, avoiding the requirement to take continuing education classes and paying hundreds of dollars in annual fees. They could reactivate later and practice law if they chose to. They did not surrender their law licenses to avoid ethics charges. That's the story on the right.
Okay. So let me understand
this. There's no evidence.
Barack Hussein Obama was elected president, right? And Michelle is a woman. No matter what this Brendan Dilley says, you know. And while he was president, he didn't want to have to take continuing education classes. And Michelle didn't either, right?
Well, before that, even when he was like a community activist and shit, they were, you know, they're busy.
They're
not practicing law anymore.
They're busy.
So, yeah, right.
They're doing other things. Now, that's different than saying the bitch was disbarred, right?
Right. Well, the reason that they turned in their law licenses are actually because it was any moment now, just like with QAnon, any minute now, the ethics violations were going to hit them.
I know on the right, most of your leaders are full of garbage and they're shit people. Those are Jim Jordan, Louis Gohmert, Roy Moore.
Matt Gaetz?
Matt Gaetz, yes. I'm just naming, Ron the Racist. They just keep coming and coming. Rick Perry, they're all shitheads. And some people are good. You know, and I know that's hard for some right-wing nut jobs to get around their tiny little pea-brain racist fucking minds, right?
Right.
It's a hard concept. The bitch wasn't disbarred.
She was the bitch.
Yeah. She's not a bitch. Tranny husband. I mean, come on. You got to stop with this tranny. And I'm talking to comics, too. My God, if you're listening to your stand-up comic, enough with the tranny. Enough with it. It's dehumanizing. I know you don't like to be censored. And you're not. You're free to say tranny all you want. I don't want to book you. Okay? Suck my cock.
That giant third-round pick. You know she was disbarred? In Illinois, bitch was an attorney, can't even practice law, and it's sealed as to why.
It's not sealed!
Fucking Mike Obama. Mike Obama and Hussein bought a $15 million estate out in the Hamptons.
Now, timeout. I'm not just going to let this guy get away with saying this. It's not sealed what happened. You just told me what happened.
Right.
If it's sealed, how the fuck do you know about it, at File Experience? How the fuck do you know?
God. How many Democrats go into office broke as fuck and come out wealthy, wealthy, wealthy? How many?
Hate this guy
fucking
so much.
Gross, man.
Oh, God.
One more.
Yes. Yeah, bring it on. I love this guy. I mean, I hate him, but I love it.
We don't have any time for weakness. I don't want anybody on this team that wants to lift their foot off the throat of the Democrats right now. None of them.
Oh, wait.
It won't be enough. I want to win in November next year, and I want to keep curb stomping these motherfuckers well beyond that, because that's what it's going to actually take to win your country. You're not going to just get to win it. You've got to destroy your enemy. You can't just win. The scoreboard's not going to tell the full story. Not only do you have to win the scoreboard, you have to make sure that your enemy can never play the game again.
If you just substitute Democrats for Republicans, I don't want anybody curb stomped, but it would make sense, because we've said in the past, it's not just enough that you win the election for Trump. It has to be an overwhelming defeat, right?
Yes.
So if you just switched his terminology, I might agree with him a little bit.
And the only way you do that is with total annihilation of their ideologies, their finances, and everything else. And you got to lock up all of these treasonous motherfuckers. They all have to go to jail.
Yes, the
Republicans. There's no choice. There is one solution and one solution only to save America. And I think you know what it is. Yep. It's a zero-sum game. We don't have any time for weakness. I don't want anybody on this team wants...
That looped over again. So, God, what is he talking about, I wonder?
I think he wants people to vote Trump, I think, and I think he wants to celebrate Thanksgiving with a bunch of fellow Nazi bootlickers, I think, and I think
a real loving atmosphere over at the Dilley compound.
Michael Obama, who is actually Mike Obama is a trans person. He would say tranny, which is offensive and horrible, but he would say tranny, and he... I think this guy is a mentally ill lunatic. He loves his guns. He mentioned that. And I think he wants to embolden shitty people like himself to do bad things to leftists. I really think so.
So some of you need to sow a seed now. Come on. You need to, some of you are at a place of altar. You've got to be at a place of sacrifice. When it's the hardest is when it's sacrifice. Then some of you need to be at a place where you're just obedient out of covenant. And I'm not saying just your tithe. I'm saying covenant. What is the vow you've made unto God? What is it? And then God says, okay, now I'm going to open up your eyes and you're going to get a vision. And there.
What? Is this Paula White? New federal employee Paula White. We are paying for her salary as some White House liaison to evangelicals.
Welcome to the Taliban, right? This is Iran.
Terrifying.
It really is terrifying.
That reminds me, I want to download that her speaking in tongues.
Yes.
Lyndon Johnson sent 100,000 social workers out, looked for every black pregnant woman, created a system called welfare, and drove the male out of the household and said, we're going to destroy the black community because we're going to destroy the family. When you destroy the family, you destroy the community. It's wrong! Until the righteous stand up and stop playing church and be the church, then the enemy keeps taking generations. But there is a remnant that God has raised up who is bringing forth the reformation, who says, this is enough. We're taking back our children. We're taking back our community. We're advancing the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus.
Hey! Yeah,
apparently, the Holy Spirit enters Paula in a hole that she doesn't enjoy. That didn't sound fun.
No. Marasaka dingy dong dong doogie. Oh, what is her job in the White House?
Some liaison to ridiculous people like her.
And she gets a paycheck.
Some outreach. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great. Good. Good, 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 good.
Yep, 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 yep. This is Right Wing Watch. With Pastor Paula White now officially part of the Trump administration, excuse me, worth remembering that a Senate Finance Committee investigation found she and her former husband used church funds to buy a condo in Trump Tower.
Booty booty bando, plinky dong dong day. Wow, a condo in Manhattan?
Yes.
Wow. How pious. Is that pious or is that?
According to an insider, Randy and Paula White purchased a $3.5 million condo in Trump Tower in New York City. Total cost of the condo was $3.5 million. However, only 2.625 million was financed, so it appears the down payment was $925,000.
So, I mean, she has shit tons of money, though. So, why is that weird or something? She has fuck tons of money.
Well, they're trying to figure out, though. The investigation is looking into where did the $925,000 down payment come from?
No one's going to figure that out. There's so much stuff to figure out, Pat. Who's going to figure that the fuck out? The Department of Justice? Could you imagine having the balls? I guess sometimes.
So much fun.
You know, sometimes I do comedy. A lot of times I don't know exactly what I'm going to talk about sometimes. But I also know that I'm not going to look at the audience and claim there's a spirit talking through me and then say some weird space language that the spirit is.
That's why you don't have a private plane.
That is true. That is true. I mean, how does she do that? How does she, like, I just can't imagine having the Nats do that, man.
It's amazing, right?
Is it shameless? It's shameless.
Yeah.
I mean, she's making so much money. She's not creating a widget. She's just creating bullshit that scares you so much that if you don't believe in it and don't give her money, you think you're going to burn in an eternal lake of fire?
Sure.
God, listen, you mentally ill motherfuckers, stop giving Paula White your fucking money.
Spend it on stuff at Amazon. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to condemn you to hell for anything. Shit.
Trump's America.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Yes.
The Colorado white supremacist was planning to bomb a synagogue before he was arrested on Friday, according to the FBI.
Okay, whatever. I'm only worried about terrorists that aren't white. Why are you telling me this story?
Richard Holzer, outspoken 27-year-old white supremacist, was arrested after plotting with undercover FBI agents, whom he believed to be fellow white supremacists,
yes,
to destroy a synagogue in Pueblo, Colorado.
Yay.
After being arrested, he allegedly said he had planned to bomb the synagogue at night when no one would be inside.
Okay.
If anyone was inside, though, he said he would still go through with the attacks, describing Jewish people as cancer, calling the bombs that he would use to destroy the buildings as, quote, absolutely gorgeous. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Oh,
absolutely
yes.
Gorgeous. They're beautiful bombs. It would be absolutely beautiful and gorgeous.
Oh, absolutely, Pat. And when does this guy invoke Trump?
He also plotted to use arsenic to poison the water at the synagogue, the second oldest in Colorado.
Wow. You know, Jesus will love that, dickhead. Oh, your sky god's just going to love that. Sky god's looking down. It's like, oh, look at this white supremacist. He's going to shoot up a synagogue, and he's going to poison everybody with arsenic. Boy, props for creativity.
He told the FBI, I want something that tells them they're not welcome in this town.
Well,
better get the fuck out, otherwise people will die.
Well, I think your whole operation sounds unwelcoming, right?
Holzer allegedly operated several openly white supremacist Facebook accounts.
Great!
Was first contacted by an undercover FBI agent posing as a white supremacist woman.
Yes.
Oh my God. He allegedly sent the FBI employee videos of himself, including one of himself urinating on a Jewish center and suggesting he would commit a racially motivated massacre. In another video, he put on a mask, wielded a machete, and said, may the gods be with me for what I must do.
Boy, you know, I don't.
Most people just send dick pics.
Yes. Oh, yes. So I don't know if this guy has plans for Thanksgiving, but geez, I think you could go to Dilly's house. You guys get along. The Brendan Dilly guy, you know,
describes himself as a supporter of the white supremacist cause of racial holy war.
What a great cause. Yay. Perfect, dickheads.
He left the meeting, the secret meeting, the undercover meeting, convinced that the agents would help him carry out some kind of violence against the synagogue. He allegedly sent them a video of himself surveilling the synagogue, inspecting it for a place to plant the bomb.
Yes.
Praised pictures of what he believed were pipe bombs with the phrase Sieg Heil.
Oh, nice. God, you know, it's the little details that matter. When you're a right-wing nut job, white supremacist, fuck nut, gun-loving asshole, it's the little details. It really just bring the whole hate crime together.
There you go.
Jeez.
Oh, when he met with the agents.
Yes.
At a motel near the synagogue on November 1st.
Right.
He reportedly displayed a Nazi armband and was carrying a copy of Mein Kampf.
Oh, geez. How welcoming. Boy, imagine.
He gave them a pep talk.
A pep talk.
This is a move for our race, he said. One of these days, we're probably going to do something where one of us, couple of us even, probably won't come back.
Okay. Whatever that bullshit means. These guys like this guy, they're
it's
mentally
Trump's America.
They're mentally ill. And they this guy, what do you think this guy needs? Lithium? What cures you of Nazism?
How do you deprogram somebody like this? I mean,
my feeling is I think we have to think how do we protect society from this lunatic, and what do you do with him? Lock him up in a home?
Well, he'll probably get locked up for a little bit, but
yeah,
I have a feeling. White supremacist in jail?
Oh, he'll flourish.
Shocking.
Oh, they'll treat him like a goddamn king there, right? I mean.
So, that's a little bit of Trump's America.
J-Bus, fuck you motherfuckers.
Nothing to see here.
Woo. Right.
Speaking of.
Yes.
I guess Trump. When the Nationals were there, started whining about impeachment. As he's celebrating the Nationals win, he started whining about impeachment.
Yeah, give it up for Sean Doolittle, giving Trump the fuck you. Not going to, not taking his White House invitation. That's nice.
Piss baby president. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just.
He's a little fucking asshole, you know?
I mean, for the first time in nearly 100 years, our nation's capital is celebrating a World Series victory. The First Lady and I are thrilled to welcome to the White House the 2019 World Series champions, the Washington Nationals.
This is the creepy video that Trump tweeted.
Have they gone to the White House yet?
Yeah, yeah. Today.
Oh, they went. Oh my God! Who showed up
today or yesterday?
Most of the team.
5 hours ago, my son Donald Trump Jr. is coming out with a new book.
Oh,
Triggered: How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. Available tomorrow, November 5th. A great book. I highly recommend to all to read. Go order it today! Exclamation point!
Ah!
Oh! What's wrong?
I just Googled Nationals in the White House. Kurt Suzuki, always enjoyed this catcher, always. Uh-huh. Wears a MAGA hat. He wears a MAGA hat. Hey, Kurt, you get paid lots of cash to play a child's game. And you're able to do that in this country. And I guess the MAGA hat is what? It's the fuck you? Kurt Suzuki's...
Right. He would have worn his hood, but, you know, he wanted to be recognized.
I mean, well, him being a white supremacist, Kurt Suzuki, would be interesting because he's Asian. So, I don't know. Oh, God. Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
We've got...
Ugh.
11 hours ago... God, he brings up. Do you remember Covfefe?
Oh, I thought it was Covfefe. What? Yeah, I don't remember it. What was it supposed to be?
Nobody knows. It was a fuck up that got sent, and then then Trump tried to pretend it really had some secret meeting code or something like that.
Right,
and you just wait.
I'm sorry. I'm interrupting. Well, go ahead. I just want to say a shout out to all these Nationals that did not make an appearance Monday at the White House. Anthony Rendon, outstanding third baseman, really great. Outfielder Michael Taylor, Victor Robles, Wilmer Defoe, Joe Ross, Javi Guerrero. Wander Suero, whatever. You know, congratulations. You guys aren't assholes. You didn't take the fucking invitation. Good job. And Sean Doolittle, good job.
The Daily,
fuck all these motherfuckers.
The Daily Caller had a story. It said, a horse named Covfefe...
Yes.
Won a Breeders' Cup event at Santa Anita today.
Yes.
Named after President Trump's famous mistweet, she has now won 6 of her first 8 races. Trump responded 11 hours ago, said, great, how do you know it was a mistweet? Maybe something with deep meaning, exclamation point.
Well, I mean...
These are his priorities.
Oh, yes. Good. Huh. You know, when he gets up in the morning, see, I get up in the morning, have this day job, and I immediately start stressing about what I have to do to have people not yell at me via email. That's all I think about. And does he feel the same pressure about being president?
No.
No. Okay.
Mark Levin, 11 hours ago. Mark Levin, a great lawyer and scholar.
What?
This is Mark Levin. Said last night on his Mark Levin show that all you have to do is read the transcript of the call. You do not need Never Trumpers or other witnesses to say what it means or says. It plainly and very well stated. It is plainly and very well stated for all to see. Witch hunt. Without even no punctuation at the end of witch hunt.
What is it like? What is a scholar? What does that mean? That means somebody that studies,
right, and is knowledgeable and
okay,
learned.
Wow. Now, I didn't know Mark Levin fell into that category, I guess. Congratulations, Mark. You're now a scholar per our president.
11 hours ago, what I said on the phone call with the Ukrainian president is, quote, perfectly stated. There is no reason to call witnesses to analyze my words and meaning. This is just another Democrat hoax that I have had to live with from the day I got elected. And before, exclamation point, disgraceful, exclamation point.
Yeah, yeah. And also today, I swear to God, I was working and, you know, halfway listening to MSNBC. The man used the term perfecto.
Trump did?
My call was perfecto. I swear to fucking God he said that.
Perfecto.
I say that.
10 hours ago, the whistleblower gave false information and dealt with corrupt politician Schiff. He must be brought forward to testify. Written answers not acceptable. Where is the second whistleblower? He disappeared after I released the transcript. Does he even exist? Where is the informant? Con! Exclamation point.
The whistleblower needs to be protected because by...
Yeah, yeah, that's the whole point.
And the behavior you're demonstrating sort of is evidence as to why. Yeah,
exactly.
The man, this is what he said today. He said this. Or he said this one day ago. The whistleblower gave a very inaccurate report about my phone call, Trump said on Sunday. My phone call was perfecto.
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 See, I speak Spanish.
Oh, yes.
9 hours ago, many people say they know me, claiming to be best friends and really close, etc., when I don't know these people at all. This happens, I suppose, to all who become president. With that being stated, no. I don't know, to the best of my knowledge, a man named Michael Esposito. I don't like him using my name to build his consulting company or whatever. Please advise his clients and administration officials accordingly.
What the fuck is he talking about?
This is a Washington lobbyist who apparently runs around talking about the Donald Trump Monday denounced a DC lobbyist who'd been claiming to have close ties.
Yes.
To him and his allies.
Oh, okay.
His purported ties to the president first publicly came under scrutiny from an article from the Post last week.
Okay.
Examining Esposito's sudden business boom. His firm, Federal Advocates, saw him take in five times as much money last year as he did the year before.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, is the government supposed to look into that or something? What is anybody supposed to do about this shit anymore?
According to contract bids,
yes,
from his company, Esposito has claimed to have an open line of communication to the president, quote, to the president of the United States, and be in regular contact with Trump.
Man, the dog is going to take you out. I'm saying it's like right now we have 26 minutes left in the show. I don't know if you're going to keep down the de-escalation, keep up the de-escalation.
He also, this Esposito guy also boasted of ties
to Eric Trump.
Oh, Eric. Oh, my gosh.
And son-in-law Jared Kushner.
Yes.
But Eric Trump and the press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, have separately denied anybody knows this guy. I can't wait for the pictures to come out with them having lunch with this guy and stuff like that.
And also, I just want to apologize to our listeners. If anyone's eating, I'm so sorry that at Vile Experience Stop. Brought up Eric Trump. Stop. I'm sure you're all throwing up in your mouth just kicking. A little bit because, God.
Stop kicking the microphone.
He is the most disgusting looking Trump ever, right? I mean, he is Stop. The ugliest, don't you think?
Stop kicking the microphone.
She's going to do whatever she wants.
Stop silencing me.
She is a wolf by trade. Not trade, but, you know. She is.
So there you go. I don't know why Trump has a hard-on for this guy, but mm-hmm. for some reason.
Don't talk about my hard-ons.
For some reason, he's a little upsetty pants about yes. this Esposito dude.
Oh, to right.
The point where he had to tweet about it.
Yes.
Double tweet.
Right.
Big rally in Kentucky tonight.
Oh, my God.
For a man who has done a great job.
Oh, Matt Bevin's?
Governor Matt Bevin.
Oh, God. Don't. Hey, if
Kentucky.
Anybody. Can we just say, if anybody from Kentucky's listening, don't vote for Matt Bevin's, right?
Kentucky is having the best economic year ever under Matt's leadership. He is a fantastic guy who loves our military, our vets, and our Second Amendment. Vote Tuesday. That's the boilerplate. Yeah, and, for Republicans.
Right.
He's big on crime. His opponent loves sanctuary cities and Mexicans.
And I just want to congratulate Matt Bevin on his endorsement of Ben Carson endorsed Matt Bevin, right?
Oh, did he?
He did. He absolutely did.
If I would like to say Matt, that yeah. I want to endorse Matt Bevin.
Ben Carson has a personality, a room tone. But, you know, like, Matt Bevin is the guy that came out when a chess team in Louisville, Kentucky won some sort of fucking tournament. I don't know how these chess teams work, but the team was predominantly African-American.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt Bevin said, well, you wouldn't expect to have chess champions, you know, right. from this part of town.
You wouldn't expect Negroes to be beating white people in a game that requires thinking. Wow.
I mean, people of Kentucky, I don't know if we have any Kentuckians listening, but goddamn, don't you want to do better for yourselves than Matt fucking Bevin? I know we're one to talk. I got Ron DeRacis as my fucking governor. Oh, God.
8 hours ago.
Yes.
Three words. Read the transcript, exclamation point. And overwhelming, the responses are, we did. That's why we're impeaching you.
No one's read the transcripts, though. We haven't read the transcript from the super secret motherfucking server.
Oh, not the real transcript, yeah.
The real transcript no one's read.
Next tweet. All-time high for stock market, and all the fake news wants to talk about is the impeachment hoax! Exclamation point.
And by the way, you mentioned the transcript. Here's what I know about the transcript. The transcript got sent to the super secret server before that Colonel Vindome or Vindeman, what's his name?
Vindman.
Before Vindman had the opportunity to offer his notes and edit the fucking thing, because that's the process, right? You have these guys listening in, and they examine the transcripts. If there's any additions or subtractions, they give their input, right?
Yes.
But this fucking transcript, for some fucking reason, was sent to the super secret server before Vindman had a chance to do that.
Yeah, and then the White House toady that he went to
yes.
said, don't tell anybody about this.
Wasn't that Sondland? Sondland or whatever
no,
his fucking name is.
I forget
is.
Who it was.
Some other dick
one of the
bag.
Junior dick bags, yeah.
Yes. Great.
Then that's when he tweeted about Don Jr.'s book. So there you
yes.
go.
Oh, yes. Are you now, have you read, are we going to read Don Jr.'s book?
I might pass on that. Triggered.
Yes. Oh, my God, you piece of shit.
Let's send a loud message to the liberal elites. It would trigger our haters coast to coast if we made the New York Times list. This is the book that liberals don't want you to read or to share with others. That's
well,
what Don Jr. tweeted.
I don't want to buy it and share it with others because people that I buy gifts for in my life I like, and I don't want to give them Don Jr.'s fucking book. I'm saving my money for Eric's book. Did the Eric Trump have a book coming out?
Probably.
I'd rather read a book he wrote than actually look at him talk. I'll throw up less. But then his face is probably going to be on the cover of the book. So then I'd throw up even reading a book he wrote. So
then he retweeted a story. Trump's reaction as Nationals player Kurt Suzuki pulled out a MAGA hat.
Oh!
Shocked everyone. It's priceless. And Donald Trump Jr. retweeted it and said, ha, 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 so awesome. I believe that reaction gesture is the universal symbol of liberal heads exploding everywhere.
Yeah, hey, mission accomplished, dickhead. I enjoyed watching Kurt Suzuki play baseball over the years. No more. Fuck him and fuck whatever team he's playing for. Fuck him. And he's a catcher, too. Do you know what I mean? That's the thing. He's a catcher that can hit a little bit, and he's been around a while. Oh, my God. You don't think the dickbag Cubs are going to fucking pick him up, do you? Oh, that would suck. Please, not the Cubs.
We've got another story here. Thanks for listening, everybody. We've got a few minutes left here. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast.
The worst thing you can do if you're a baseball fan is begin to learn the politics of players that you enjoy watching.
Well, actors too sometimes, right?
Oh,
when you find out some dickbag, some actors like,
oh my god,
wearing a MAGA hat.
Oh yeah.
Hot off the presses.
Yes.
This is from Reuters.
Reuters.
Lev Parnas, one of the indicted Ukrainian American, let's call them businessmen.
Yay! Hi, I'm in business.
With
here's
ties,
some rats.
With ties to Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is now prepared to comply with requests for records.
Oh, shit.
And testimony from congressional impeachment investigators.
Oh, fuck. Well, he's like, he's been, doesn't he owe like $500,000 to somebody that sued him and he never paid up? Like,
was it Parnas or was it, I don't remember.
It's Parnas.
Parnas helped Giuliani look for dirt on Joe Biden.
Yes.
His apparent decision to work with the committees represents a change of heart. He initially rebuffed requests from three House committees.
Oh, shit.
Now his lawyer is saying, we will honor and not avoid the committee's requests to the extent they are legally proper to Ralph's group. Scrupulously protecting Mr. Parnas's privileges, blah, 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 Fifth
privileges.
Amendment rights, yes. Blah, blah, blah.
So Parnas is working with, is working against Trump.
Well, he will talk.
Oh, he will talk. Congress. So is Parnas a rat? Is someone going to send him dead rats in the mail?
Parnas pleaded not guilty in Manhattan federal court last month to being part of a scheme that used shell companies to donate to a pro-Trump election committee and illegally raised money for a former congressman.
Right.
As part of an effort to have the president remove the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
This is all a giant scheme.
Yes. Well, it's not like, what did Hillary Clinton do? She had a server.
Oh, yeah.
That, I don't know.
She killed a bunch of people.
Oh, yes. Well, the mass graves of people that don't exist. And there's Pizzagate too. Spirit dinners, Benghazi.
The
Vince Foster.
Indictment does not address issues involved in the impeachment inquiry. So this is a separate deal.
Oh, okay.
This is them because he's involved in this impeachment inquiry because he's one of the toadies running around.
Yeah.
Trying to get dirt on Biden.
Right. And between the two of them, didn't they have a fuck ton of guns on them? And it's all kinds of...
I guess.
I mean, these guys are fucking gangsters. I mean, the thing is, if you look at this story, Donald Trump is not too far removed from the Russian mob.
No.
I mean, it's our president. This Parmas guy is the mob, right? He's part of the Russian mob. And that other fuckhead
because
is
of
organized
that,
crime.
Russian bazillionaire.
Yes.
That's what's going on there.
Because I think, like, I'm not an expert on Russia, but I think how the Russian government works is there's a bunch of oligarchs, and Putin gives them money to run different utilities, right? Different, I don't know, businesses within the government. And it's just, he creates these oligarchs, and in exchange for that, they do bad shit for him.
Yes.
Which I think is generally the Russian mob.
Yes.
So.
Which is Putin.
Yes.
All roads lead to Putin.
Right. That's weird. I mean, did these Republicans, did they wake up one day and they forgot about all the Tom Clancy novels they read where Russia was the bad guy? They forgot about The Hunt for Red October, where, what's his name? Sean Connery was the big bad Russian. Well, no, he was a good Russian. He defected.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Great Russian accent.
Oh, yes. Go fuck yourself.
Money penny.
I can't work on my Russian. I'm too busy beating women.
Sometimes you just got to crack them in the face.
That's what he said, right?
Yeah. God. Sometimes you just got to slap them.
I guess not everybody on the planet's a fucking monster.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh, everyone. Yeah. Buy some shit. Buy some shit. Make us rich. Fuck you, Bezos.
Well, yeah.
Fuck you.
Unless Bezos is going to buy some shit.
Oh, yes.
That would make us rich.
He owns the shit.
I've got a story here.
Yes.
About, did you see Joe fucking Manchin?
Oh God.
This was the other day.
How is he a Democrat?
Well, Joe Manchin on Thursday.
Oh fuck yes.
Said that if Bernie Sanders is the Democratic nominee for president to go up against Trump, he said, well, here you go.
Yes, the Bernie Sanders thing. Would you support his agenda?
Absolutely not. Bernie and I have had many conversations. I think that Bernie brings a lot to the table. It makes you think a little bit, kind of just gets the blood boiling and stirring and everything, but it's not practical where I come from. Bernie keeps saying Medicare for all. I said, Bernie, we can't even pay for Medicare for some. I says, right now the trust fund's going to go broken by 2026, and these are people that paid into it and earned it. Now you want to expand it. What happens? So it doesn't make sense at all.
Well, wouldn't it be great if there were a single-payer healthcare system that Medicare could then be the big kahuna negotiating prices way down and saving healthcare costs? Wouldn't that be a novel idea?
Don't his constituents just like listen to that and think, so you're saying you can't do anything for us, or you won't do anything for us? I mean, what does he mean? That if Bernie's the nominee, he'll vote for Donald Trump?
Well, he says he won't support his agenda.
What does that mean? God damn it, Joe Manchin. So go vote for Donald Trump. Oh, boy. Donald Trump's in bed with the Russian mob, and he's skull-fucking this country. I don't give a fuck what you think about Bernie's agenda. I think Bernie's agenda is better than Trump's agenda. Don't you?
When Fox News' Neil Cavuto asked him who he would vote for if Bernie ended up becoming the Democratic nominee, yes. Manchin responded, well, it wouldn't be Bernie. He didn't say he'd vote for Trump, but he said he won't vote for Bernie if Bernie's the Democratic nominee.
So what, you don't vote, or you vote for an independent, or you write somebody in and you just help man baby get elected again?
Joe Funkin Manchin.
Well, hey.
Just on my part of the country, can't even pay for what we got. Well,
your part of the country is.
That's because the Republicans and people kind of like you, Joe Manchin, voted to give rich fucks tax breaks.
Yeah. And Joe Manchin, shouldn't you be concerned about the opioid epidemic in your state, in West fucking Virginia? Jesus. How does he not get primaried? Is West Virginia just really that conservative? But everybody's Virginia, poor and shit. I mean, don't you want some?
That's the thing. The great mystery is racism is strong enough and nationalism and all the other isms are strong enough to get these dummies to vote against their own best interests.
Absolutely.
So that's fucking Manchin.
Right.
Joe Manchin.
Yes.
My computer's getting a little slow here.
Right.
We've got a couple minutes left.
That's right, Pat. God, I just can't believe that some fucking that guy, that Kurt Suzuki, just whipped out a MAGA hat and put it on. I don't understand. I don't understand. Did he not hear?
It's not looking good for, it's looking better for Democrats, not looking good for the Republicans with this whole Senate thing. I mean, there's another poll out now that Martha McSally in Arizona is, they hate her. They hate her.
Oh, and, yes.
But her, the other, colleague who beat her, remember?
Yes.
Martha McSally ran. She lost to Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat.
Sinema.
And then did the senator bail or what? So anyway, she got in.
Right.
Because it was either a special election or an appointment.
Oh, yeah.
Martha
McSally.
So she became senator fucking anyway. Now she's running for real.
Yes.
She's only got a 39% approval rating.
Okay.
Kyrsten Sinema has a 47% approval
rating. Damn!
The Democrat.
Oh, shit.
They're not running against each other. Kyrsten Sinema already has her seat. McSally's running to keep the other one.
Right.
Meanwhile, Democratic challenger Mark Kelly.
Yes.
Husband of Gabby Giffords.
Right, right.
Gun advocates.
Yes.
He's already raised a shit ton of money, $5.6 million in the last 3 months, a staggering sum rivaling many of the top Democratic presidential contenders.
Oh, shit. Mark Kelly is an astronaut. He's a former astronaut.
I believe was the astronaut, yeah.
Gun advocate.
Cory Gardner in Colorado.
Yes.
Barely won in 2014.
Right.
And now his favorability is underwater.
Oh, shit.
There.
Right.
And they think Hickenlooper now, who was running there, beats Gardner in the latest polls by 13%.
God,
with only 8% undecided.
Is Beto going to run in Texas?
I don't know. He says no, but you know.
What else are you doing, dickhead? You're not running for president.
The problem
anymore.
He kind of blew his wad. They're afraid with the whole gun thing. When he was hell yeah, we're taking your guns.
Which, I
may
love that.
Not play the best in Texas.
It plays good with me. I like that. That's my most favorite thing Beto ever said. I love that.
They're suggesting that he may have burned himself a little for a Texas spot by going all in on the we're taking your guns away. Fuck yeah, we're taking your guns.
But he makes a good point. He's like, why do we need these military grade weapons out there in civil society?
And you're not going to beat the government. That's what you. Yeah, I always see these comments on the Twitter where someone's like, "Keep tyranny down. If I had my gun, Obama would have made me a queer Muslim by then."
But the tyranny is in the White House, guys.
Well, and
the tyranny's here.
You're. I don't care what gun you've got. You're not going up against Apache helicopters. You're not going up against drones and missiles.
No matter how many guns anyone has. If Donald Trump doesn't want to leave office when he loses, he's not leaving. And if some court says he's got to turn over his taxes, he's not going to do it.
No, that's today. Yeah.
No matter what no matter what we want in society, the tyranny's here. And obviously, all of your guns and all of your MAGA doesn't mean shit.
Oh, we got to get going. Kurt Suzuki's already tap dancing. I was just trying to have some fun. Nationals Kurt Suzuki explains wearing a MAGA hat at the White House visit.
Fuck you, Kurt Suzuki. And you know what's going to be great? When your sales of your jersey go in the fucking toilet, you fucking motherfucker. Ah, fuck you. Never, never will you be on a fantasy team of mine. Never. I don't care. Huh?
Seriously?
Never. I don't give a fuck.
Even if he was doing really well.
Yeah, it's Kurt Suzuki. I think he's a 36-year-old catcher. He doesn't have to bat but 215. Probably bats 215, 205.
Go have good news.
Yes.
Federal appeals court.
Yes.
Ruled today that Trump's tax returns must be turned over to Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance.
Yay!
Who had subpoenaed the documents from Trump's accounting firm. Trump's lawyer, Jay Sekulow, said he would appeal to the Supreme Court.
Of course.
But every story I'm seeing says that they believe it's highly unlikely that the Supreme Court will be tossing Don a life vest with this one. They think Trump's going to have to turn over his accountant.
Right, sure.
We'll have to turn over his taxes.
I guess maybe they could make it his accountant do it, I guess.
Yeah, you yank their accreditation.
And
Trump, they can't be accountants anymore, so.
And then Trump leans on his accountant, right?
Yeah, but it's a major. It's a major.
Oh, it's a big one.
Yeah. It's not like some guy in the corner.
It's not some dude. It's not some Russian dude.
So we'll see. Now they're going to appeal to the Supreme Court. And
yay!
We're hoping for a rebuff.
Right. Oh, shit.
From the Supreme Court. They won't even bring it up.
Yes.
All these court cases are not going well. And these other court cases are the ones that are... Well, this one was the one that was basically saying you can't investigate the president.
Oh, okay.
While he's president.
Oh, sure. Because he's... I don't know. He's a god. He's anointed by Jeebus, by Sky God.
Let's get out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're out on every podcasting application.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Right.
But we're always available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedial type stuff soon. Find out where and where. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy. His Instagram's Radar Comedy. His Facebook page is Radar Comedy. Go to his website, which is radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. I'm so freaking vile.
Hey, we'll see you in the treehouse again tomorrow, everybody.
Fuck you,
masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse, including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal genital, oral anal.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.